Hey everyone, this is Tamara Temu, your host of the Tamara Temu Show, where dreams have no filter. I'm really glad to be here with you again for another episode. Thank you for tuning in on whatever day it is that you're listening, whatever time of day. Don't forget to stop, take a breath, breathe. Ask yourself how you're feeling. That's all part of self-care. It's all part of self-care to allow yourself to step away from whatever it is that you're doing, whatever it is that you're working on, because we owe it to ourselves to rest. Rest doesn't necessarily mean sleep, although that's a big part of it. But rest means in the middle of the day, especially on a very busy day, because I can hear some of you saying, well, what if I'm just really, really busy? That's all the more reason why you should stop what you're doing in the middle of the day and give yourself 5 minutes, gift yourself 5 minutes to just breathe. And to not even, I won't say to not think, but to pay attention to how you're thinking, because how you're thinking relates to how you're feeling. When you take those 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes is best, but whatever time you decide to give yourself, that time, you'll be able to observe your thoughts. You'll be able to say, well, I've been sitting, I've been working, whatever it is that you're doing, I've been just doing, 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 and doing, and couldn't figure out why, my head hurts. Well, when you take your time, when you step away, when you take time to breathe, you will probably notice that maybe you were worried about something that happened the day before. Or maybe you'll find that you have been worried about something that hasn't even happened. So give yourself the gift of stopping and breathing. That is self-care. That's not what this episode is about, but for some reason I had to say that. And just kind of went off into a slight tangent, maybe. But I'm very serious about that. I think we all, if we can treat those moments, that time as a gift, we often hear about meditation, which is a practice that I incorporate into my life and have incorporated more of it. We often hear that to be meditation. It's not just some Eastern mystical thing, but meditation is a way for us to, it's a way for our intuition to get stronger. It's a way for us to not identify with thoughts. And so, what do I mean by that? So, for example, you may have a thought, that you are that a thought about just being angry, for whatever reason. Well, when you stop to observe that, instead of saying, I am, and then you fill in the emotion, and in this case, I'm using anger as an emotion, instead of saying, I am that. You can say, well, I recognize the anger thoughts. I see them. You could even say, I feel anger. That's when you say, I feel an emotion, it's less of an identification with it. And that's not bypassing, you're just not taking that on. And wearing it as a garment. you're acknowledging that it's there. And when you take those moments, when you gift yourself that time to do that, that's when emotions that we call negative emotions like anger and all that, that's when they can pass. So, again, this is, it's not what this episode is about, but take time for yourself. All right. So, what I really want to talk about today is I titled this, How Can I Make This More Difficult? Now, that question may not be something that we have asked ourselves or someone else verbatim, but going back to how we think, that is what we have in fact asked ourselves that question. And let me start off at the beginning. So on this show, I'm really passionate about us not leaving our dreams on the table, not pushing them under a rug, not pretending like they do not exist. Those are divine. So on this show, my passion is to get us to return to our visions, our divine visions that we have, and allow them just to be. Not to try and make sense of them, not to water them down, but to let them be the divine, large, bigger than us visions that they are. So, when we decide to embrace our desires, when we decide to just say, you know, this is what I want to remind you to not allow logic or practicality, not allowing the logic and the practicality of things to cause you to think your way out of those divine desires. So, what do I mean by this? So, you've had dreams of, you know, living a certain way, having a certain quality of life, being surrounded by quality, not necessarily quantity, although, you know, quantity is not a bad thing. Maybe there's a certain career or careers that you want to experience. And let's just say that since you have embraced all of that, you've decided that you're not going to be afraid of it. You've decided that you're going to allow yourself to reach towards joy, to move towards joy. Because really, that's what, when you have desires, when you have your dreams, if you were going to stop, and I've talked about this before on the podcast, if you were going to list out all of your desires and put a feeling, there's a feeling associated with all of those. For example, to build wealth that feels free. It feels exciting. It feels, some may say, responsible. But whatever that feeling is to you, what happens is you start to, like I said, you start to embrace what you want. You start to embrace and really feel the emotion that is attached to the dreams, to those dreams. Then the wonderful thing is that, or I should say, one of the wonderful things, you start to see synchronicities forming. These synchronicities could seem to be showing up out of nowhere, which, first, I want to say, The synchronicities are not showing up just out of nowhere. They've shown up because they have always been there, waiting for us to accept our desires. So now they can be brought into our life. They can be brought into our physical lives because they already exist. What you'll see is that these experiences and opportunities may be showing up at times that may not appear to be practical. So, for example, I've had, or even right now, there are a few things that have shown up in my life that have to do with me getting back into singing and performing and being on stage singing again and being in proximity of that, and also having the opportunity to design for a production. Well, these are opportunities and experiences that I've wanted. I didn't know how they were going to show up. I just said, you know what? This is what I want. This is part of what I want. This is part of what I enjoy as an artist. And I want the opportunity. As a lucrative artist, I want the opportunity to be that, okay? To be in those arenas, to be in that field, to exist as an artist, a designer, a singer, an author. So a few opportunities have been showing up, and they don't look, it looks like, oh man, I'm gonna have to figure out how to, figure out what to do with my apartment and, my car and all these different things and locations. And I had to stop myself. And I want to tell you the same thing, to stop before you overanalyze. Before you work yourself into a frenzy, and God forbid, before you start telling other people what has shown up in your life and you start asking for, their opinion of what you should do and all this. And I'm not saying that asking for advice is, I'm not telling you whether you should ask for advice or not, but what I am saying for sure is keep that to yourself, especially when it looks like there's a bunch of pieces that have to come together in order for these opportunities or opportunity to work. Just keep it to yourself. Pause for a minute. Pause for a minute. Give yourself the gift of picking up your vision, whether you have written it down as a script or whether you've written it out as affirmations, whatever it is, pick it up and look. I mean, really look at it. Realize that this synchronicity, experience, opportunity, sometimes they show up as breadcrumbs. And it may that, and when I mean what I mean by a breadcrumb is that breadcrumb may not be the experience, but sometimes that breadcrumb is your guiding system, giving you notice that you need to keep moving in a certain direction. Okay. It's reminding you this is what you've asked for. Keep going in the direction of joy. Stay away from things that will cause you to decipher the how. We just try to decipher the how so intensely. This comes from, we allow ourselves to overanalyze, and it gets in the way. All right. That's really the moral of the story. It gets in the way. And this comes from the idea that things have to be hard and difficult and a continuous struggle to get to fulfillment and feelings of abundance and appearances of abundance. And that is not true. And that is a limiting belief that used to cripple me. And so that's why I've mentioned it even more within the last few episodes, because I have found myself really having to, I won't say fight the belief, but it's a sneaky one. It sneaks in. And this is where, like I said before, maybe this is why I spent so much time early in the beginning talking about taking time for yourself to just not do anything, just to sit and be still. Because when you can sit and be still, you'll also notice when limiting beliefs sneak in. In this case, we're talking about the limiting belief that that there has to be this continuous struggle for fulfillment and feelings and appearances of abundance. That is, again, that is not true. And we pick that up from so many different sources over the years. We pick that up from our parents. We pick that up from society. We pick that up from, I will even say, the education system. We pick that up just from any place that you can possibly think of. It's almost like if you are not in a continuous struggle, then what you attain is not really worth it. Not true. Not true. Also, when we overanalyze so much that we become used to struggle, we become used to the feelings of difficulty, so that when opportunities appear so easily, i.e., synchronicities, our mind instantly goes to, okay, wait a minute. This showed up so smooth. How can I make this more difficult? So again, I said we may not say this verbatim, but that overanalyzing, that's what we're saying. How can I make this more difficult? Because there was no struggle in this. It just showed up. But I am telling you that when we step into, and this goes back to us stepping into our power to create our life, we were given that. That wasn't something that we had to work for. We were born with that. The God source, the God power that flows through you. We didn't have to ask for that either. We don't have to make anything difficult. The visions, the divine visions that we have, especially those that appear to just be bigger than us, we have them for a reason. We have them for a reason. So I just wanted to, with this episode, just remind you to keep you from overanalyzing. To go back to your vision. When those opportunities start showing up, when the synchronicities just start to just move in ways that you could not have even imagined them falling into place, or the synchronicities just showing up in ways that just are surprising and shocking, go back to your vision. Because what I'll tell you, it's not shocking to your soul. It's not shocking to your spirit. It's only shocking to the logical brain. It's only shocking to the ego. Your spirit knows. Your spirit knows. And I say spirit, I'm talking about when I say spirit, I also mean God, the universe, the source that flows through us, not something outside of ourselves, but that power that flows through us. I use all of those terms. So when I say that, that's what I'm talking about. Okay. So I hope that you found this episode helpful. Please share this. Please subscribe to my channel. Please, well, I'm saying it like it's YouTube. But please follow my show. Share this episode with everyone that you know. Share it on your social, wherever you hang out on social media, share it. And until next time, cheers.